What's going on, guys? Welcome to Weighing In with Worm. I'm your host, Worm Buffelli. We are here at the Wormhole Podcast Studios, a cold Monday night here in Dubuque. We got some snow, so that only means one thing, competition week. Let's get talk to some sponsors and let's get after it. So before we get this podcast rolling, I want to ask you guys a question. Are you guys looking to upgrade your mower? Are you needing a new snowblower for the upcoming wrestling season? If you are, go no further than Raider Outdoor Power, located at 2580 Rockdale Road in Key West. The good folks at Raiders will make sure you are set up for the season to have your lawn looking like a pro-level golf course or get that snow off your driveway so you can get to where you're going in a hurry. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring the podcast, Raider Outdoor Power. Are you looking to restore rusty old metal parts to like-new conditions or protect brand-new components with durable, attractive, long-lasting finishes? Lane's Custom Steel, located in Benton, Wisconsin, can help with the metal finishings and metal coatings, offering a full range of custom metal restoration using powder coating for individuals and businesses. Contact Shaden at lanescustomsteel@gmail.com. That's Lane's, L-A-N-E-Z, customsteel@gmail.com. Let's get this podcast rolling. And we're back this week in the wrestling world here. Not a lot happened on the boys' front, obviously, with the holiday. The college teams went home for break. Boys are getting ready for their first competition week. We'll get to that here in a little bit. But on the girls' front, I think we had a solid week of competitions around the area. Last Tuesday night, Wallet Wrestling hosted Central Cater, West Delaware, and Cascade. Wallet went 3-0 on the night. They had a 48-24 win over Cascade, 48-30 over Central Cater, and then they had a nail-biter Criteria win over West Delaware. And by the looks of what I saw on track, that West Delaware duel was Pin City. You know, both teams were getting pins left and right. That's just fun. That's probably going to be a fun atmosphere, I bet. I know Coach Allen was probably all jacked up and probably jumping all in the air. You know, and that's just a lot of fun, a lot of excitement there. With that performance, the Wallet Girls Wrestling team got the Weighing In with Worms Girl Team of the Week presented by Spine and Sport Chiropractic. So great job, ladies. Very excited for you guys. Cascade was in that as well. They had a rough night as a dual team, but I think they were in the fight, you know, three different duels by the looks of it. And out of it, they have this sophomore named Carly Monernock. She got named Jared Levy Exit Realty Women's Wrestler of the Week. She went 3-0 on the night with three pins, and she is 8-0 right now for her first year out as a sophomore. And that's huge. I think that's absolutely awesome. Especially, you know, the level of wrestling right now with girls is like the perfect opportunity that an athletic girl or a girl that just wants to try wrestling can find success almost right away if they just get after it and grind. And I think she's already having a great season so far. So I think, you know, sky's the limit for a lot of these girls. You know, as long as they're, you know, they're staying dedicated and they're learning and they're picking up as they go, I think big things happen. Moving on, Saturday, Hempstead girls went down to Linmar. That dual tournament looked rough. I mean, I think there was 15 teams there. Hempstead placed in the top 10. You know, teams like Linmar, they got a solid girl squad already. There's a team out of Des Moines where they take all the Des Moines area schools and kind of pair that. They put together one team just because of the number of girls that are out. I think it's called Coon River or something like that. They're pretty solid. And I think they wound up winning the tournament. But, I mean, Hempstead had a good weekend, I think. They battled tough. And I think they're going to have a really good tournament here this next weekend as we get to that here after the break. On Sunday, I went out to a buddy's house. We watched the Iowa-Iowa State duel. I talked about it last week, guys. I kind of thought Iowa State had, this is going to be the year that Iowa State could beat them. That kind of worried me as an Iowa fan. But, I mean, it was a nail-biter. I was stressed out the entire time. I mean, started 25, Drake Ayala gets a win over a higher-ranked opponent in Kyson Karakina. But then the next match, right away, Evan Frost from Iowa State beats Brody Teske. And then 41, you know, if you're watching the duel, takedown comes right at the end. It is questionable whether or not, you know, did Etchemita beat Real Woods? Did time run out, or was there any reaction time? Well, that's why I'm not a ref, guys. You'll never see me ref because I don't want those kind of calls. So just throughout that duel, I mean, there was just a lot of back and forth, a lot of back and forth. But I think the statement of the duel had to be Gabe Arnold, man. I mean, Gabe Arnold is that dog. He's that dude. He's that bro. He's that guy. Especially as a true freshman. He came in last weekend, beat Travis Whitlake from Oregon State. Great first match in Carver, right? As a true freshman. Go out, beat a top 12 ranked opponent in Carver. Crowd's loving it. Solid win, right? Like, that's a great win to start off. Last minute lineup changes had Patrick Kennedy going in at 174, so they bumped Gabe Arnold up to 184. Guys, in high school, bumping up is one thing, right? Like, you can bump up a weight class. Heck, you can probably sometimes even bump up two, you know, if done right and wrestle, you know, competitively. College, it's a whole different game, especially Gabe Arnold in his post-match interview said he weighed in at 177, 178 because he still plans on being at 74, you know, and he went and wrestled the number six ranked 84 pounder in the country and beat him. I mean, he had that beautiful high crotch where he just went straight, squat, lift, pick up, brought him to the ground. And then the rest of the duel, I think he did a really good job of staying defensive, but also, like, it felt like Feldkamp was just trying to, like, wrestle upper body because of how much bigger he was, and Gabe was not backing down. He was like, no, like, I'll stay in this fight. And I think you saw that. And he, if you're an Iowa fan, I think you need to buy as much Gabe Arnold stock as you can. He's one of those guys that is going to be a big time impact player for the Hawks for the next couple years. I think he could do some great things internationally too. Yeah, you know, he's just an athletic freak. Went to wrestle at City High last year. So if you guys got a chance to watch him last year, you guys know, like, there's a lot of upside to this kid. So very excited for that duel. That was a lot of fun. We're going to grab a quick break, and we're going to talk about what's going on here this upcoming week. Want to take a quick break here to mention our great sponsors at Raider Outdoor Power. Stop out at 2580 Rockdale Road, and one of their great sales staff will have you set up for the best equipment and top-of-the-line service you can expect from a company who has helped the Dubuque County area since 1957. Guys, go to Moskies. Just do yourself a favor and go to Moskies. Moskies Barbecue, located in Cascade, has some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Located right off the 136 exit in Cascade, Bryce and Shauna do nothing but great work. You've seen their food truck in Dubuque. You've seen their catering at weddings. Now go to the brick and mortar and enjoy some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Great people, great wrestling family. They love wrestling as much as you guys listening. So do yourself a favor, stop down Moskies, get some barbecue today. All right, we're back. Thank you guys so much for listening to those sponsor ads. This week in the wrestling world of Worm, we got some good stuff going on here, guys. It's competition week. You know, boys' competitions start this week. This is big time. This is where the season starts. I know a lot of people are excited. I know I'm excited about it. I have been kind of circling this date almost since state tournament. It's always my favorite week of the year. You know, that first week competition, it's just that fresh, like, first day of Christmas vibes. You know, just like I said, I think I said about practice a couple weeks ago, you know, it's that first day of Christmas vibes where you're just very excited and super excited to see how these athletes compete this year. Starting things off Tuesday night, the girls are going to be back out at West Dubuque. They're going to have a scramble tournament. Now, a scramble tournament, I'm just still kind of figuring out what that is. And basically from everyone I talk to, a scramble tournament's like each girl gets bracketed up into like four woman brackets where they wrestle 2 out of 3 matches. Almost kind of like a youth tournament type vibe where they just round robin pairings with the closest of wrestling or weight and ability. So kind of like that. I think that needs to go by the wayside in a couple years. or at least bring them back, bring it down to JV competitions. But for now, totally cool with it. It's a good way to build, you know, to build up the sport. And it is literally all area at, or all area teams. So you have Bellevue, Cascade, Hempstead, Senior, Walton, and West Dubuque out there. That is a solid night of wrestling, I think, for the girls. So if you have a chance to go out there, go catch that. Thursday night, Loras College wrestles number one Augsburg at Augsburg. Biggest duel for Loras of the of this half of the season. This is kind of like one of their peak competitions. They're wrestling in Augsburg, so that environment is always really loud. They do a great job live streaming. They do a great job with their crowd. So if you want to catch that duel, it'll be on Augsburg live stream. So just go to their athletic webpage, and then they usually have just a link there that'll take you to it. So pretty excited to see how that duel pans out. I know Loras right now, you know, they're coming off fresh off a break, but they also had that really good Concordia tournament last weekend. So I think the momentum's going to be rolling that way. Thursday night duels, like I said, we're back full swing. So all the teams are going to be competing. Thursday night, Walnut wrestles Cedar Falls. West Dubuque wrestles Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Cascade wrestles a tri-duel with Bellevue, West Liberty, and Iowa City Regina. Kind of, you know, that's a solid night of wrestling for Cascade, I think. Bellevue, obviously, area team. We're going to get to them in a second here, too. Regina's always kind of had a couple good wrestlers on their team, but they're an athlete school. So they could always have a solid team. But, I mean, West Liberty, if you know West Liberty, they're tough. They got a solid squad. They've always had a really good youth program, and they've also had a lot of success in the high school class 2A. You know, they're a top 10 2A team usually year in and year out. So that Cascade tri-duel will be a solid test for the Cougars, especially Coach Thompson's first duel of his coaching career. So we'll see how that pans out for them. Hempstead at Linmar. Guys, this is a rematch from the regional duels last year. You listen to Coach Haas say on their podcast, you know, Linmar's going to want to get their get back. You know, that's their, both teams are always really smart when it comes to their lineups. So don't be surprised if you see a lineup change, guys getting bumped here or there on both teams. You know, might sit one guy out, put another guy out. You know, both guys or both teams use really a lot of strategy when it comes to winning duels. And it always seems like this duel is particularly, I see a lot of guys bumping, moving guys around. You know, it's a really good chess match for those two teams. So really excited to see them compete. That duel is on Perch. If you go to Hempstead's Facebook website or Facebook page, they have a link that you can watch their live stream from there. Senior will be wrestling down at Cedar Rapids Prairie. Prairie always, I mean, obviously an Iowa tradition. They have a solid program. I think Jackson Healy's got a team that can go down and I think can compete with a lot of those guys down there. So we'll see what happens Thursday night. A lot of fun wrestling going on around the area. So if you guys have a chance to go watch these teams, please feel free and do that. Support some wrestling. This weekend competition, though, guys, woof. Whew, this is something. I mean, some schools like to go and get, you know, a couple easy tournaments out of their way and then peak up. Our area teams, guys, they are jumping right in the fire head first with cement boots, man. I mean, let's just start with Class 1A. You got the Cascade duels on Friday night. Bellevue and Cascade, I mean, they're team, but they're like locked to the hip. Seems like a lot of times at the beginning of the year, they compete at a lot of the same stuff, and that's awesome. You know, you get a lot of chances to see them in competition, in which ultimately, as well, they're a district opponent. But the Cascade duels Friday night, guys, this for Class 1A Cascade, this actually has a lot more implications than in past. Bellevue, Cascade, Clayton Ridge, MFL, Marmax, and Starmont are all in the same district. Pretty tough. Pretty solid. I said that last week in the district breakdown that district is a good one for Cascade and Bellevue. Friday night will be a great way to figure that out. You get some good head-to-head competition. You get that seeding criteria if you win matches. You know, you have that head-to-head competition. Also, you also get to see what you're working with going into districts. Even though districts will be a couple months down the road, you at least are getting a feel of who you're going to be seeing right away. So, at the Cascade Duels, again, it's Bellevue, Cascade, Clayton Ridge, MFL, Northland, Troy Mills, Starmont, Waller Catholic. They decided, or they've been going the last couple years too. That's also a solid duel for them too. I mean, they got the type of team that can compete with these guys as well. And then Washington from Southern Iowa. They always make the trip up at the beginning of the year. Friday and Saturday, Senior is going to the Cliff Keen Invite in Independence. Guys, if you guys don't know about the Cliff Keen tournament, it's a huge tournament. I'm looking at the list right now. I could list all these off, but we could be here for like 4 hours talking about it. There's 32 teams in this tournament. And you're probably saying, like, you know, what the heck, you know, 32 teams. But what I really like about the Cliff Keen Invite, it's a lot like the Donnybrook in Iowa City in the aspects of, yeah, you're right, it's a 32-man tournament. But on Friday, you get paired up into pools. And then, so say you go 4-0 in your pool, or you get paired up the next day in a bracket with all the guys that went 4-0. Or you went 3-1, you get paired up with all the guys that went 3-1. So you're not just like, so say like, you know, you have that freshman that's wrestling, he goes 0-2 on the first day. It doesn't mean he's going to sit in the stands all the next day. He's going to be wrestling guys that went 0-2 in the other brackets as well. So that gives him a better shot to win some matches, get his confidence going, and not just feel like, hey, I just went 0-2, now I got to sit in the stands the rest of the day. So Senior's going out there. I mean, I can just name a couple of these teams out there. You know, Lisbon's out there, Prairie, West Liberty, Osage, and then, you know, there's teams from South Dakota, Illinois, Missouri. It's going to be a dogfight, man. Like, that's a tough tournament. It's really cool to see. I like those tournaments. I think Mike Doyle does a really good job running tournaments out in Independence. So that's a cool tournament to see at the end of the year. Hempstead and West Dubuque, they're going up to the Keith Young Invite. And when I first looked at this, when I heard they were both going to Keith Young, I was like, okay, that's a solid tournament. And then I looked at the teams that are in there, and boy, like, this is a pretty gnarly tournament. I mean, Ames, Ankeny-Centennial, Belle Plaine, Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids, Jeff, Kennedy, Charles City, Don Bosco, Dowling, Hempstead, Hudson, Lake Mills, Mason City, North Fayette, North Scott, Norwalk Valley, West Des Moines, Waterloo West, and West Dubuque. So, out of all that rambling I just had, West Dubuque, North Scott, and Hempstead are all there. Again, they're in that 3A district that's absolutely stout. So, again, head-to-head competition. There's a lot of 3A teams in this one, so these guys can get good head-to-heads coming to the state tournament. But it's going to be a tough tournament, man. Like, looking at this thing, those boys are going to be tired when they get done wrestling. So, I mean, that's pretty gnarly. Going into the girls' side of things, we got the Dan Gable Donnybrook. Like I was just talking about the Donnybrook. There's the girls' one goes Thursday and Friday, and the boys go Friday, Saturday. Again, another big 43-team tournament. Waller's taking their team down there. They have a couple girls down there they think could really make some noise down there. You know, like I said before, it's like that pool play. That's what makes this tournament really cool is, you know, these girls that are going down there, they might go 0-2. The next day they'll have competition to wrestle other girls that went 0-2. But, you know, the ones that need tough matches are going to get tough matches too. Teams from Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, you know, that's going to be a dogfight, man. Going to be an absolute dogfight. So I'm excited to see how that goes for them. Senior, they head up to the Alcater Duels. Anamosa, Benton, Alcater, Senior, Eagle Grove, East Buck, Postville, Somerville, Tripoli, and Waukon. They're all going to be there. Again, like, I'm reading all these girls' team names, man, and wow. Like, it's impressive that these guys all have teams and how fast the sport's growing for them. So, with that, guys, we're in full swing. You know, Cliff Keen, that'll be on Flow. The Donnybrook, I think they have an app that you have to go through to watch that stuff. Senior, I'm assuming that you can follow that along a track. But if you're around the area, you know, go out to Cascade, watch the Cascade duels. Or if you want to make that quick drive up to Cedar Falls, go up to the Keith Young. You're not going to be disappointed. You're going to see some good wrestling, guys. I really think that just across the board. Or even go out to the Cliff Keen out in Independence. You know, we got good wrestling all within an hour of a drive. And we got our guys all competing out there. Just great ways to go out and watch wrestling. Like, you know, there's three options right there that you guys can all go and enjoy. But with that, we'll be right back. There's a reason powder coating has such a great reputation for strength, durability, and beauty. It can transform metal surfaces into long-lasting finishes, able to withstand heavy use and harsh environmental conditions. At Lane's Custom Steel, they have been offering custom powder coating solutions to businesses and individuals since 2019. Their skilled team of professionals are dedicated to providing you high-quality finishes that will last you for many years. Contact Shaden at lanescustomsteel@gmail.com. That's L-A-N-E-Z, customsteel@gmail.com. Now back to the show. And we're back here in the Wormhole Podcast Studio. Guys, it's that time of the podcast for Coach Worm's Corner. Again, still working on a name. If you guys have any good ideas, throw them my way. I'm still not the biggest fan of Coach Worm's Corner, but I can't really think of anything else creative. But today we're going to talk about warm-ups. The idea of warming up, especially with this first week of competition. I know a lot of kids have routines, but, you know, here are just some, again, take something or take nothing. I don't care. This is just a good way to kind of even just build a good foundation, I think, for warm-ups. Just, you know, some kids warm up too early. I used to be a victim of it. I used to warm up way too early. I used to get really, really excited. I'd be warming up for like an hour beforehand. And by the time I was in college, like, I finally figured out, you know, how to warm up and like the right timing, because timing is huge. You don't want to warm up too early. You don't want to warm up too late. So we're just going to cover, you know, from the time you step off the scale till the time the whistle blows from that ref for your match. So sit back, you know. And also, I want you guys to assume that this is an hour weigh-in, single dual format, and say you're like a 138 pounder, okay? It's just that way you can kind of relate to what's going on. You can always change the weight if need be. So you're stepping off the scale, you make weight. First thing I suggest doing is getting that bottle of water in first. Just grabbing a 16-ounce bottle of water, you know, just their typical Hy-Vee bottle of water. Drink that right away. Get that in your system first. Then get a piece of fruit in you, either a banana or an orange. Just something real quick just to get you, you know, your some vitamins and get something in your system. Then I want you to get a 20-ounce Gatorade or go back to water. Water or Gatorade. Water should always be first, but that second thing of liquid should be like a Gatorade or an electrolyte. So then drink a 20-ounce Gatorade. Not a 32-ounce Gatorade, a 20-ounce Gatorade. You know, just one that you can get out of any machine. Get that in your system. Once that's in your system, then get like a sandwich in you. When I say sandwich, I don't mean a foot long from Subway. I don't mean a 6-inch sub from Subway with double meat, double cheese, all that stuff on it. I've seen guys in coaching that'll show up with a foot-long sub, and they'll eat the whole thing after weigh-ins and then feel like absolute crap. Well, no crap, you know. So just make it simple, guys. Just two slices of bread, some turkey, cheese, lettuce. You know, I personally, one of my favorite ones in college, my favorite sandwich in college after weigh-ins was I would take a bagel, I'd put a smear of cream cheese on it, and then I'd put a couple pieces of ham in it. That was always my favorite. I always felt like that was really good. I know a lot of guys on the team that did that as well. You know, that was always just kind of like, that was the sandwich that I always ate after weigh-ins. So, and again, I want you guys to remember, like I said last week about cutting weight. Think about being fed, not full. You don't want to be full after you weigh in, right? It might sound like a good idea, like especially if You know, you drop some weight this week and you're hungry. You know, that idea of like, hey, I'm just going to load up real quick, that's just not a good idea. So think about fed, not full. You know, get that sandwich in, get that water in, you know. And then after, you know, you eat your sandwich, if another bottle of water is something you want, hey, by all means, go for it, okay? So get in your gear. You know, you got done eating, you're ready to get dressed. You only have an hour before competition, so you don't have a whole lot of time. So you had about 10 minutes where you can sit, eat all that stuff. You get done there, get your gear on. Gear for me, I always kind of went with, you know, sweats, a pair of shorts, a long sleeve t-shirt with a t-shirt over top of it, and then like my team jacket. It's not a pet peeve. I just think it's just good practice that when you're competing for your high school team during the high school season, wear your high school team gear. You know, I understand, like, especially being a club coach, you know, if someone's wearing a DWC shirt, it's kind of cool. Like, hey, thanks for, you know, we work out with you guys too. But during the season, guys, rep your high school gear, wear your team's t-shirts, wear your team shorts. You don't need to be rocking, you know, the club that you guys go to. Just rep your school. Like, you know, it's, I consider your warm up as part of your school uniform. So you should have all, you know, all your high school warm ups on there, like t-shirts and stuff like that. So moving on, like I said, t-shirt over the long sleeve shirt, then my team warm up jacket. And then I usually waited to put my shoes on until I went out to the gym. What I'd do is I'd like take my shoes usually and like I would like toss them on the mat and I'd go like put my bag away and then I'd go walk on the mat. I'd go sit down on the mat and I'd put my shoes on there. Don't have to do that. That's just what I did. So by that point, you know, you get your shoes on, get everything laced up, taped up. It's time to get your warm-up going. If you're a headphone guy, we're going to do a little side quest here, guys. I need you guys to focus. We're doing a little side quest. You turn on your headphones, it better be music that is going to keep you calm. I know what you're thinking. Coach, keep me calm. You know, I had this thing when I was in high school. I loved using my headphones. I loved warming up to music. I still love going to the gym and using my headphones. You know, some people don't like it. I know I've coached wrestlers that don't like using headphones, but I had a lot of guys that did. But when I was in high school and even up until going like halfway through my sophomore year of college, I was listening to some really heavy shit. Like I was listening to like Slipknot and Disturbed and, you know, hard rap like Tupac. And I didn't notice that at the time, but when I got to my sophomore year of college, I had a teammate that turned into a coach named Jay Figgins. And we got talking about just how to improve things in my wrestling and stuff like that. And one of the things was he noticed, he's like, you know, do you ever feel like you're tired during matches? I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, when you look at your podcast or your iPod. Yeah, back then you had an iPod, not an iPhone. And he would look through my iPod and he noticed, he's like, Jeremy, you got way too much heavy shit on here, man. Like, it's just like, it's draining me out. I'm like, what do you mean draining me out? It's like pumping me up. He goes, yeah, it might think you're pumping me up, but if you think about it, it's kind of like leaving a car light on your car and like walking away. Like, yeah, you don't think this one little light in your car is going to drain your battery. But if you're gone for an hour to 2 hours, yeah, it's going to drain your battery. You might have to jump it. And you kind of have to look at that like music, you know, and when it comes to pump or like warming up. So he kind of taught me this thing of like, listen to music that you would listen to in your daily life that you like enjoy. So, you know, I'm a big fan of red dirt country music. So like bands like Cross Canadian Ragweed, Randy Rogers Band. I started warming up to those guys. And then I would put, you know, a couple of those Slipknot songs towards the end of that playlist. So like, you know, just before I went and wrestled, you know, right before that last match, I could go to that one song that, you know, shoots a jolt of lightning down my spine and gets me all jacked up and ready to go, rather than having it the entire half hour that I'm warming up and I'm draining myself. So if that's what you listen to, then go for it. But if you're just listening to heavy stuff when it's time to compete, don't do that. Stick to get something that you enjoy, that's going to keep you calm, keep you relaxed. Then you have something at the end to fire you up. You know, so once you get your music all figured out, we're back on the regular quest here, guys, on the warm-up. Get a jog going. Just something to get your heart rate going. Nothing crazy. You don't need to be hitting sprints quite yet. A couple laps around in a jog. Then hit a couple sprints, just to get those lungs opened up. Get that blood pumping. And I always just said, if you're going to a gym that has two mats right next to each other, I call them sprint the straightaways. Hit a hard sprint down one straightaway, jog or shuffle down the corners, sprint that backside, do the same thing. Do that two, three laps. Two or three hard sprints on each side. You jog around the corners, you're going to be feeling pretty good. Give your partner, start drilling. Every one of your guys' coaching staffs have a drill set. They're going to tell you to start drilling. Some coaches have an organized drill where they tell you exactly what takedowns they want you to hit. Some will tell you to drill on your own. If you're going to drill, guys, don't half drill. You know what I mean? Don't be doing the, I'm bouncing my feet. I'm going to take a high crotch, but I'm just getting to the leg. I'm not going to finish. No, that's not really good for your muscle memory. Start slow, absolutely. But start with, if I'm going to hit a high crotch, hit the high crotch, hit that single leg, switch over to the double, run your feet, get the takedown, do it slow. Just to get your body feeling right, get your body moving, get your muscle memory working. Hit that 2-3 times each guy. Then after that third or fourth rep, pick it up to 50%. Hit a little harder, get them to move, get them in bad position to all of a sudden now you hit that takedown. After two or three of those, start hitting heavy finishes, hard 100% finishes. As a partner, be a good partner. Don't fight the takedown and those 100% goes, but if he's going to hit a hard takedown on you, maybe throw your hips in a little bit, let him know have that conversation hey, give me a feel. Hey, I'm going to hit a high crotch here, but throw a good hip into me so I have to work for it towards the end. You get those going, you pick that up, you feel good, follow your team's pre-match, warm up, everything's good to go. Line up for the national anthem, you do the national anthem, you do your intro. Again, we're pretending we're at 138 pounds here. So at 138, you have a couple matches. So I usually, at 138, sit down for 106, 113, sit down for those matches, get some water in your system, get your gear ready to go, but you still have all your warm-ups on. By 120, I'm moving around. I usually, I have my full warm-up still on, bouncing, get my heart rate going. Some people like to pace. Some people like to just, bounce up and down. If you ask anyone that went to high school with me, I did every which way possible. If it was pacing 1 second, are you bouncing next? Anyways, so by 126, I'm taking my sweats off. I have my shorts still on. I still have my long sleeve t-shirt, my t-shirt on. And I still have my headphones on and still listening to music. At 132, my shorts are coming off and I just have my singlet, but I still have my t-shirt and long sleeve shirt on. Guys, keep your shirt on until you report to the coaches for your next match. If you take your stuff off too early, man, gyms get cold in January and February. Even if you're hot as heck underneath, a sweatshirt, all of a sudden you take that off, that gym is, it gets chilly quick and you just kind of lost all that warmth that you had. So keep your shirt on until you go to report to your coaches. By that time, it's right before that last match, 132 pounds. That's when you're going to sneak in that hard song that gets you all fired up, get you wound up, then go report to your coaches, go get your ankle band on, slap hands and get scrapping, you know. So there was Coach Worm's Corner of the Week. Hopefully some of it works. Take some of it, take none of it. Just my advice. If you guys need anything, let me know. Or if there's anything you guys want to talk about in an upcoming Coach Worm's Corner, let me know, and we can definitely cover it. So with that, we are signing off. We're going to talk to our sponsors, and we're going to talk about our social media stuff here in a little bit. But other than that, we're good to go for the week. Men, have a great week of competitions. Ladies, have a great week of competition. Set the tone. Start off the season great. Be great. Find a way to be great. Get it done. Wish you guys nothing but the best. With that, I'm Worm. I got my one. I'm out. Thanks again for listening. Follow us at Worms Weigh In on Instagram or follow us at Dubuque Area Sports Podcast on Facebook. Before we go, I want to thank my sponsors one more time for supporting the podcast. Raider Outdoor Power, Lane's Custom Steel, Mosky's Barbecue, Gravel Excavating, Hartwig Marina, Cascade Athletic Club, Kramer's Pest Control, Jared Levy Exit Realty, Spine and Sport Chiropractic, Leonard Funeral Home, Big Game Wrestling Club, and Dubuque Wrestling Club. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring and supporting the podcast and area wrestling. We truly appreciate it.